Well, we had Donegal Open Championships yesterday, miles down in Osmond Centre there in Dunfanaghy. Another date would have suited us better, but with a hectic schedule that we have now for the next couple of months, we just had to get these championships fitted in over this weekend. It was a bit soon after Christmas, but we just had to go with it. We had 78 boxers went to the scales, 68 male and 8 females, 12 clubs, 10 from Donegal, 1 from Tyrone and 1 from Derry. And we had 19 contests on the day, and there's still 2 finals to be boxed on Tuesday night before our county board meeting and Letterkenny Gym. And overall, a good day's boxing, and the people that did come along and the people from down round Dunfanaghy and on Lowenet, we were well supported. We were a good crowd there. They encouraged all the boxers that took part. So overall, a very good day, Miles, yesterday, you know.
Any outstanding? I know you can't be going through them all, but is there anybody that, you said, oh...
Were we dual star there, young Dylan Brown McMonagall, the jockey and boxer for Letterkenny. He put on a good show against Alex Harkin from Dunree, and he won very well. He won the boy 439 kilo title. Then we had from Terry Gert, Barry Donnelly. He turned on an explosive display when he stopped Jack Welsh from Dunlow in the second round. And the young boy there from the Two Castles up in Tyrone, Rory Killorn, he had a very good fight against Stanon Jackson from Dunfanaghy. So overall, Miles, was very, very good, you know, very good. And we had a very interesting year 546 kilo final. Lana Mace from the Two Castles in Tyrone and Corey Lafferty from a foe. Both former Ivy School Gear champions. And Corey Lafferty, who was out for 4 years there during the injury, but that was her first appearance back. And she lost out on unanimous decision to young Alana Mays. Not a very good fight. So overall, very, very good, Miles, on the day, you know.
That's good to hear. And I'm sure you mentioned about a busy schedule. What's coming next?
Well, our main event this year, Miles, would be from the 14th to the 19th of March, whenever we host the Boston Boxing Academy. We'll have them down in Buncrana and then a show in Gateway Hotel. Leading up to that, we're going to have 2 under-county tournaments. On Saturday, the 20th of January, we have a tournament against Antrim up in the Balmoral Hotel in Belfast. And then on Sunday, the 28th of January, we have Mayo and the clubhouse down in Letterkenny. So that's to get things in perspective as regards selecting the team. They face the American boxers, and that'll be a good 2 good tournaments we have in hand, you know. And the Northwest Zones for the 14, 15, 16-year-olds, they'll take place in the Letterkenny Gym this year on the 25th of February. And the winners will go forward to the Ulster Finals. That'll be all staged in the Deal College Sports Pavilion over here in Raphoe on Sunday the 4th of March. And the winners there, they'll go through to the National Finals in Dublin on the 10th of March. And we have a lot of up-and-coming tournaments as well, Miles. We have Friday the 2nd of February, the Elizabeth Tournament. Sunday the 3rd, Osmond Centre again, Dunfanaghy a tournament. Saturday the 17th of February, Letterkenny have a tournament. And on Saturday the 24th of February, the action moves to Dunree down in Annishowen. They have a tournament. And as I say, the tournament with the Boston Boxers, that'll be on Friday the 16th of March. And then on the 18th of March, Sunday, 18th of March, Cairn Donna have a tournament as well, you know. So all very, very busy on the boxing front, Miles, you know. Well, and at the sports stars next on 26th of January, Miles, we have 10 people involved in boxing that's forward for awards, you know. So I'd just like to wish them all the best. Chloe McDade, Darlene John Moore, and Sidney Duffy, all from Ellie's Golden Gloves. John Kelly, Dan Fuller, and Sally Harkin from Dunfanaghy. The Clark sisters, Lynch and Jessica, from Cairn Donna. Maeve McCarron from Kerrygert. And we have Jason Quigley, the NAFBF champion, who's on for a professional sports award. So I just like to wish them all the best. And I was listening earlier on, Miles, and you 2 very good interviews with Mitchell Dara and Steve McMonagall, who've been selected for the Commonwealth Games. And I just like to extend best wishes for every success to young Rachel, Andy, Stephen.
Well,
Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast. So it's all good for sport as usual, and doing all, Miles, and looking forward to the great celebration of sport at the Sports Stars on the 26th in the Mount Errigal.